Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Tell you what, driving in today, I was very lucky. I was coming towards studio and not towards Whitstable because the traffic
everywhere. Amanda was coming home from the castle earlier and she said it was at a standstill because they've implemented that Operation Brock nonsense again as well.
Oh, is
they?
That what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that wouldn't affect Whitstable, would it?
It affects everywhere, though, really, doesn't it? Because everybody tries to get off the M20 and tries to find their way around it.
Yeah.
So they're probably all hurtling down them.
Was I on the M2? I'm never quite sure because I always call it the Thanet Way when I was coming from Whitstable towards sort of Faversham. Astrid.
You eventually come off the Thanet Way onto the M2. M2, yes.
Yeah. So I was on the M2 and the freight and the traffic was, it must have been over 10 miles.
Well, that's why. I just told you why. Because she doesn't listen, does
but
she?
I don't know why.
Emily,
they're...
does she listen? She doesn't listen to me, does she, Emily?
But I don't understand why it would affect so near to Whitstable. But I guess they're going to Dover, maybe.
Because they're going to Dover.
Yeah, Ayo, Dover.
No, Dover is not in Yorkshire.
I know, but I just have got a little bit of Yorkshire tea going on here. So I just
is thought, that why you did it?
Yeah,
you don't,
little,
and that, and you can't do a Dover accent.
No, and I've got a little tweed hat in my bag, so, you know, why not? What I was going to say, do you remember when we had an interview with the lovely Lisa Settle and David about BT axing the landlines?
The digital voice, yeah.
And, of course, you were one of the first customers,
I was,
weren't you? You know, you're waiting there with bated breath.
I was.
Well, guess what I heard when I was coming in this morning? I was coming in this morning and I had to listen to Jeremy Wine because I often listen to him just to, you know, catch up.
Just to wind yourself up. Yeah,
just what he's going on. He's usually very very pro-vaccine, get 58 jabs in a month.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah, he is very. Anyway, I listen to Jeremy Wine sometimes just to catch up with stuff so I can shout at him. And he said that BT, Paul Andrews, have decided to pause this rollout of axing the landline because they've realised that if there's a power cut, like all those storms we've just had, Storm Mabel,
you can't
and Storm
use your phone.
You cannot use your phone.
You can't even make an emergency call.
And the elderly and the people in the country in places like Tenterden will be cut off.
Yeah.
So they've paused it. And I thought, why didn't they just listen to the Business Bunker 3 weeks ago?
Well,
it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Well, it's much more. It's more obvious than that. I mean, do you know, the paper they sent me. I mean, this is how bonkers this country has become.
We've just become
a country of bonkers nonsense. They sent me a letter saying we're going to convert you onto digital voice. Sadly, this means that if your router goes down due to a power cut or a breakdown, you won't be able to use your phone. So we highly recommend you have a mobile phone.
Apparently they give out a free one.
Well, that's beside the point. My question is, if we've all got to have a mobile phone, why do we need a landline at all?
Why not
just stop?
Yeah.
Why not just say, could everybody get a mobile, please, instead of a landline?
And hack off. Yeah, but then they wouldn't be able to charge for it, would they? It's another extra charge, isn't it?
And that's another thing that got up my nose.
Did it get your goat, Paul?
Yeah, it got my goat. It really got my goat. I'll tell you about cows in a minute as well.
There was a terrible whiff of cow as I came in as well. Past the Ashford Farms.
It wasn't me. Oh, okay.
No, it was they must have been spreading it or something.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Spreading muck they were.
Anyway. I've forgotten what I was going to tell you.
But, you know, I had to turn my aircon off in the car because it went on for miles.
What was I going to say, Emma?
Something about cows.
Something about the phones.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about
something
the phones.
Something about a cow getting your goat.
No, I was going to say about the phones first when you interrupted.
Okay.
The thing is, they've moved away from landlines and put it onto your broadband, right? And I said to them, so that means you're going to stop charging me for a landline. And they went, oh, no.
Of course.
And I went, hold on a minute. I'm already paying for the broadband. And now I'm paying for something I haven't got, which is a landline. Yeah. Why am I paying for that? So I think everybody should just abandon them and have mobile phones myself. Talking about cows, this made me die. It just made me laugh.
But just backtrack. Because
I can't tell one story without her moving it.
Just
do you see what I'm up against, Emily?
Talking not about cows, but they did say that they will give you a free mobile phone as part of the deal. So it's worth getting that
I don't think they did.
Well, they did today. I heard it. It might even be here. Look, I bought this in my mum's Daily Mail. which is all about, look who it is, BT.
I actually don't have a landline anymore. I only have my mobile.
Some people do and some people don't. This is Emily Lockwood that's talking. She's from Accelerate Consulting. We're going to be hearing from her later on. So what do you use instead, young lady?
I just use my mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's your provider, I mean?
EE.
I always feel like
which is BT. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Truly are going wild, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, everywhere, Truly.
Yeah. But the problem is, the thing is, with my landline, there's only one person in the entire world that ever calls me. It's my mum.
Yeah.
Or scammers.
Usually at 3 in the morning.
And sometimes my mum scams me. Sometimes my mum rings me and says, have you got Microsoft Windows? No. And my mum's got a mobile phone, and I go, don't call her my landline, mum.
I know.
I say, oh, it's first in the list. So, you know, landlines are pointless. I do everything on my mobile. I think everybody does.
Well, my mum tries to text me. She's 92 this year. She tries to text me, Emily, and she ends up phoning me on WhatsApp and all sorts. Oh, you know, we're getting a right old pickle.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you what I saw on Twitter this morning because it made me chuckle.
Where? What was it?
somebody posted... they retweeted a post. A farmer somewhere in Yorkshire said, we produce the best Yorkshire milk there is.
I told you.
Yeah, yeah. See, we produce it, and we'd like to introduce you to some of the cows, okay? Mm-hmm. And they had Daisy, Maisie,
Lazy,
Betty, and something else, okay? And this woman went, typical misogyny. Why, oh, why do all the cows have to be named after girls' names?
Oh, no.
So he went,
don't get trans cows.
He
do
went, I don't think you like the taste of bull's milk.
No.
And you just go, oh, for God's sake, people. Oh,
jump on the wagon.
Yeah.
Did you see my hogget on Sunday?
I did.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Well, I had lamb as well.
I know. Did you like yours?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yours, as I said, I did give you a little hands up there. It was probably yours. Was probably a hogget.
Well, either that, or it was a very tall lamb.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I had a leg, and it was quite a big one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, most of the supermarket meat, lamb. When you think you're buying lamb, is usually a hogget.
Well, it would be really, wouldn't it? If you think about it,
Twix lamb and Twix mutton.
Yes, yeah, about 18 months, 2 years old. Yeah. Yeah, well, it would be. Otherwise...
But they don't call it hogget, do they? They call it lamb.
No, just call it lamb.
Which gets my goat a bit.
Hold on, we're talking goat or lamb?
I don't know. Cows, goats, lambs. Hold on.
You went a bit mad. Talking about farming, my son Jamie sent me a load of pictures of his fledgling farm this morning.
Oh, what's he got? Little French bantams?
Yeah. No. He's planted hemp.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He'll be strangely relaxed for an evening.
No. Well, hemp is... a crop that the French government paid grants for you to grow.
Wow.
Because it's the best thing for making fuel pellets out of, which is what he's doing it for.
What, for wood burners?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also...
You can make anything from it, like bags. You can get hemp bags,
but that's not used to him. He wants to fire up his... His wood burner.
So hang on, he's getting paid by the French government to make pellets for his own wood burner.
Yeah.
I like what he's done there.
It's cool, isn't it?
He's not a bad old boy, is he?
Yeah, no, and he's planted avocados, strawberries and raspberries. Yeah. Ooh. And he's set aside 2 acres to grow this stuff in.
I must do a little foray. I could go down in my camper van with my new husband and Greyhound.
Are you allowed to go now at the moment?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah. Let's hope so. Talking of getting goats and things, who might our sponsor be today?
What's that got to do with goats?
I'm not sure. It might be
goat. You just tried to segue into it subtly, weren't you?
But it could be, I was thinking it could be Adrian Kearney. Who
it could be, but it isn't.
Could have a goat in his car right now.
He could have, but he hasn't. No, our sponsors this week are the lovely folks at Talis IFA, Independent Financial Advisors, who will help you with all things pension, investments and finance.
And probably goat insurance, if you ask.
Oh, they're probably really big into goats as well.
I reckon. And I thought it was something else. Oh yeah, so I had one of my awful AstraZeneca attacks last week, which I never know when they're coming on. And my eyes were streaming and they're very painful, and I couldn't look at my screen. I was getting a bit worried. So I went along to Specsavers and had a little scan.
You sure it wasn't old Putin? And he's Novichok poisoning.
I tell you, I've swabbed the desks in here this morning just in case.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know. The KGB could have been in overnight, couldn't they?
I know. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just watching your skin, make sure it doesn't peel.
It could do.
It could.
It could just fall off.
Yeah.
All, I could be talking away and my skin could just fall off.
Well, there was that really handsome Russian, wasn't there, that got poisoned? He was really, really handsome and he literally aged about 20...
Navalny?
Yeah.
They've just sent him down again for another 9 years, haven't they?
Oh, bless him.
Yeah.
And he's not done anything, has he?
No, no. He's leading the opposition. They sent him down for treason or something nonsense.
It kind of makes you... it's very worrying. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so we've swabbed the desk down this morning. We've got the little spray going. I don't know if there's... Is there any puffs coming out of there, Emily? Can you see a little puff coming out?
I can see the puffs coming out.
Very fresh.
Good. Yeah, that's my eucalyptus with a little bit of you. And we would like to wish Lisa Marie a get well soon.
Yeah, speedy recovery. And also, of course...
Our guest,
Rebecca, that was due on, is sadly unwell. So wishing you all the best, Rebecca, and
I
hope you recover soon.
She's curled up with a little Ovaltine or something.
She's bound to be, yeah.
Yeah, and I was looking forward to seeing her because I haven't seen her for a while.
Absolutely.
I just love her red hair.
Absolutely, but we're going to talk about what Rebecca was going to talk about anyway, after the cheesy tunage.
Okay. But did you see with my vaccine attack that I got this really bad earache?
I did see, yeah. What was all that about? She said, Emily, she posted a picture on Sunday night or whenever it was of her stuffing a clove of garlic in her ear.
Yeah.
What did you do that for?
Antibacterial properties.
Oh.
Yeah. So I texted Mohammed, who's my homeopath.
Most people would have used an earbud and TCP. No, not her. She's got a peel of clover garlic and stick it in her ear.
So I popped it in my ear. I asked my homeopath. I said, I've got really bad earache. And he's given me a flu kit that I've got. So I had a really sore throat and stuff as well. And I thought, oh, God, am I getting COVID? And I haven't. I've tested. I'm fine. And I'm healthy today. But so I've got this really bad sore throat, sharp jabs in my ear. And then my eyes were just streaming for 5 days. And so he said, pop a little clove of garlic.
And she said, what? I can't eat. I've got a clove of garlic in my ear.
He said, peel it first. It was an organic one as well. And I popped it in my ear for half an hour and the pain went.
I did it.
There you are.
In 2 weeks' time, we've got an audiologist coming on the show.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to tell them.
I succumbed eventually, yeah. So we've got an audiologist coming on to tell me why I'm deaf, which I already know, and why you shouldn't put garlic in your ears.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's very handy because then you just pop it in the soup later on and, you've cut out the middleman.
Yeah, yeah, waxy soup.
Yeah, lovely.
Yum, yum.
It's very good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've had loads of tweets.
We have, it's
so
busy.
So we could actually read some.
Okay. Right, I'm just going on to my mentions. Fruitworks, so they say, hello, Jules, and also you, Paul Andrews. Actually, they don't mention you, sorry. They just say, hi, Jules Sirkin. Can we have a Bee Bunker shout-out? They've diligently used the Bee Bunker hashtag. We have now refurbished meeting rooms for 4 to 50 people. So from 4 to 50 people in the centre of Canterbury. It's for hire by the hour, a half day or a full day. If you want that in Arabic, nus ilium or kulu ilium. Details on the website, fruitworks.co.
For all you Arabs that are considering coming to Fruitworks, presumably.
Well, they're coming in by the boatload in Dover, apparently.
Absolutely.
But I like that. It's very diligent, that website. It's fruitworks.co. There's no UK, and I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So the meeting rooms are all up. We
lovely picture of the office.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks very calm.
It's all freshly painted and new curtains and everything.
Curtains. Mm. Wow, remember them? And then we've had another load. Quality pet care. So they say, hey, Jules Sirkin, using the American hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I prefer hello, of course, because I'm English.
Of course you do, yes. Yeah. Hello.
We'd love a shout-out.
Hey, hold on. I prefer hello because, I mean, you're from Essex.
Yeah.
I'm
still English. Well, we'd say whoop, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoop.
Right, mate.
No, I'm not all right. Hey, Jules Sirkin, we'd love a shout out on your show. See my show. See what they did there?
Yeah.
And they've used the Bee Bunker hashtag, and they're desperate, they say. They're desperate. So they're desperately looking for people to join their team of dog care families. Now, what do they do, you ask? Now,
they look after goats.
Now, people can go on holiday and we need dog lovers to look after dogs in their home whilst owners are away. Can you put me down first? Because I have a very naughty greyhound. So you can find them. Let's have a look at their little website. They're in the Medway sort of area in Gravesham, wherever that is. And they're on www.qualitypetcare.co.uk, and it's a family-run business offering dog daycare, dog boarding, and pet care in general. So they'd be a nice little tie-in with Adrian Kearney.
They would. I've got some information on Adrian later on. I'm going to read that out. Yeah. Or you might have it, or I've got it. I can't remember. One of us has got an email about it.
And on their pin tweet, they've got a very gorgeous little German Shepherd puppy.
Oh, he's super cute.
And I want it. Mm. I see, that would be better behaved than a rescue greyhound.
Yep, absolutely. Martin Reeves, a collector's buddy, has been on. Could I have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Hope you're all well and have a great show. So give Martin a follow on the Twitter. Collector's buddy is his Twitter handle. And what he does is he buys up collectibles and toys from eBay and Gumtree and places at reasonable rates and then sells them for charity.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I've got an old Yogi Bear. I should contact him. It's not a euphemism. Why is that even funny? And I've also got those Pelham puppets.
Yeah, okay.
They go for quite a lot. They've got a bit tangled. They're in the loft. I've got an old Yogi Bear, yeah. Okay, boo-boo. Neville Gaunt, who's not at all Gaunt, he was on the show last week.
He
seems
was
a long time ago. You can contact him and find him on mindfitlimited.com. He is a mentor and a coach and a speaker, and he's an author and all sorts of things. He talks about behavioural waste and three keys to success. And now I've done that, I can't remember what he says. He says business development and sales strategies we can all do with reminders. So he'd like to remind you about your business development and sales strategies.
And we're going to hear from Emily in the second part of the show, who's going to be telling us all about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Chips and Dinks have been on.
What are they saying?
Lovely Bev and Tony. Loving the lineup of guests on the show. We love the Business Bunker show. Well, thank you.
They do. And Caroline Mumford, did you see that, Paul Anders?
I did see it, but you can read it.
Well, she says, hello, and she says,
hello.
Yes, please, she says, in a very English way, so we like her. Working in Hive co-working today, sadly, on my own, she says.
I think she's in the Hive in Whitstable, isn't she?
Oh, she must be, of course. Mm. They have very good, because of course it's the Umbrella Centre.
Yep.
And of course they have, if she's listening, Caroline, you have the best gluten-free bread I've ever had. It's amazing. Apart from when I was in Cape Town, that was very good as well. But a long way to go to get a loaf.
It's not very fresh by the time you get back.
No, exactly. So they've got the Hive there, and you can find Caroline on Caroline Mum 4, F-O-R, number 1. Mum 4, 1.
Hmm.
There you go. And they've got access to changing spaces and, you know, disability things and little
changing
ramps and things.
Changing spaces.
Yeah, changing spaces, I believe. I might not be right here, but there are grants now to turn toilets into...
Oh, you mean like nappy changing?
More than that, though, for people in wheelchairs and...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's not if somebody wanders in and goes da-da-da-da-da and becomes Superman.
Oh, well, they could, of course.
Right,
yeah, okay. They could. They could do that. Yeah. Wasn't that the Batman theme you just did, by the way?
Possibly.
It sounded very much like it, Robin, to me. Anyway, she sent a lovely picture of her all on her lonesome. Who else? Tracy Ferguson, she says. It sounds like another fab show. She's working this afternoon, she says. So she'll look forward to catching up with the Replace show. Have a brilliant Bee Bunker show, everyone. So thank you, Tracy. She's owner of Plucky's World, and she's also Prince's Trust mentor, and you can find her on pluckysworld.com, and that's Plucky with a Y-S, not an I-E. And I was going to say, you can also hear us on Alexa now, so you can set it up in your app somehow, and then you can just ask them to play.
You have to enable the skill first, so you enable channel radio skill, and then once you've done it once, you just go, Alexa, play channel radio.
I say Echo. Mine's Echo, not Alexa.
Well, you would. I'm surprised you haven't changed its name completely to something like...
I tried.
Edna or...
I would have loved to. It only gave me an option of either Alexa or Echo or computer. I thought it was very boring, you know, because at the time, Josh
had a girlfriend called Alexa,
and it got embarrassing. Yeah, saying, Alexa,
Alexa, do the washing up.
She's really annoying my Echo. You know what I do? I say, shuffle my music. I've got some great tunes on there. Shuffle my music. She says, I can't shuffle on this stream. So I go, Alexa, Echo, play my music. She says, shuffling your music.
I know.
It's so
She's such a liar.
She's really annoying.
She's like my sat nav.
She's got to be in control.
It's really annoying. Really annoying.
Right. Paragon Drones have been on. Hi, Paul and Jules. We'd love a mention on the show, please. Sales and business development advice is always needed, and we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to the cheesy tunes.
What will it be, we wonder?
It's very tenuous this week.
Oh.
Shall I play it?
Shall I bother?
Oh, you'll get it straight away.
I might not. I might not.
No, you will. No, you definitely will.
I've got a bit of brain fog. I might not.
No, you definitely will. You definitely get it straight away. But because the link is incredibly tenuous. I mean, really, really, really incredibly tenuous.
Will you go with Rebecca or Emily?
Rebecca.
Okay.
Because I figured it before I knew Rebecca wouldn't be here.
Jolene, red hair?
No.
Could have been.
Could be, but it's not.
Oh, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I told you,
Diana Ross,
you'd get it. Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Independent financial advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com. Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
Ah, welcome back.
Oh, that was me coughing and you had the on-air on.
I know.
While the ads
You do it every time.
Yeah, but when the ads are on, that's my time to have a little cough.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah, summit.
Very
See what
clever.
I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. We were going to be joined by the lovely Rebecca Smith from the University of Kent, Kent Business School, to talk about the Kent and Medway Summit. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us, so I'm going to talk about it. The 5th Kent and Medway Business Summit returns in person at the University of Kent in Canterbury on Wednesday the 27th of April, bringing together more than 300 businesses and key policymakers to debate a vision for the region's sustainable economic future. Some of the speakers are Kitty Usher, who's the Chief Economist at the Institute of Directors, Councillor Roger Gough, who's the leader of Kent County Council, Richard Hicks, who's Deputy Chief Executive of Medway Council, Andy Martin, Director of Communications and Strategy for the London Resort, as well as high-profile speakers. The summit, which is sponsored this year by Creston Reeves and Thompson Snell and Passmore, offers businesses the chance to collaborate in workshops on key themes of placemaking, skills, productivity and sustainable innovation. Discussions will centre on how to attract and retain talent in a post-pandemic business landscape, hydrogen as a future fuel for Kent, and latest research into the export potential for Kent SME community. Some of the contributors of the workshops are Simon Story. Simon is the Chief Executive of the Kent County Cricket Club. Val Sander, who's Managing Director of Hectic Lifestyles. Gavin Cleary, Chief Executive of Locate in Kent. The lovely Jill Monk, Managing Director of All Health Matters. And Cress A. Wesling, CBE, co-founder of Elvis and Cress. The tickets cost £40, which includes breakfast, refreshments and a sustainable Kentish buffet. If you go to www.kent.ac.uk/KBS and click on news and events for more details on how to book and the full agenda. So it's going to be another fantastic event. It's the 5th year. I have been to the previous 4 and really sadly I can't make this one because I was already booked to go somewhere else.
Doing some knitting.
Sorry?
Doing some knitting.
Something like that. Yeah. Crochet.
Yeah. Oh, good.
As somebody on Twitter asked, because I've been promoting the event on Twitter, and somebody asked me the other day for some tips and advice, and I've got some really good advice. When you're booking your tickets, look at the agenda in detail.
Yeah.
Because there's lots and lots of workshops to go to, and some of them run in parallel. So if you just go through and go, oh, I want to see that, and I want to see that, and I want to see that, you might not be able to because they're on at the same time. Because I made a schoolboy error 2 years ago.
Another
of
one.
Doing exactly that. I thought, I want to see that, and I want to see that. And when I got there on the day, they were both at the same time, so I could only do one. So plan your trip in advance.
Planning is so key for everything, isn't it? Really?
It is, really. It's just thinking about it. But it's a fantastic event, and we're really pleased it's back and it's in person because, you know, it is a big, big business meeting for the county. And there's lots of people there. And it's probably the only opportunity that you get as a business to influence all sectors of the community, because you've got political and government, both local and national, and the Bank of England. Mm. Everybody that's anybody in any sector of the community, NGOs, whatever, is all there.
Yeah.
So it's
on tap.
It's easier to influence and to feedback. And one of the interesting things, they produce a report at the end of it with feedback from all the workshops and everything. Mm-hmm. And people take it seriously. Yeah. You know, the leaders of Kent and Medway Council really take it seriously, because it's their one opportunity to hear from businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who put them straight on what it is they want.
I actually noticed that the government, and I meant to tweet this to you, Paul, and I forgot, but they were actually looking for business people that ran their own SMEs, small business advisors.
Yeah,
they were actually looking for it. I thought, wow, that's taken how many years to actually sit up and...
Yeah, should we get someone that knows what they're doing for a change? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that was very good. Did you read out Kim Stevens, Caring Kent?
Not yet.
Okay. So she is on the Twitter, Caring Kent. Hello to you, Kim. Needed more than anything, I think, at the moment. Private home care for the elderly, care in your own home, and their sort of catchment area is Ashford to Folkestone, so it's quite large, and even dementia specialists, it looks like.
Mm.
So a big shout out to you. We know that you're really needed at the moment. So careinkent.co.uk, and give them a follow, because they're well worth it.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to see what I've missed.
It was busy, wasn't it, earlier?
Sorry?
The Twitter was busy earlier. I'm just scanning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you've read a lot of the ones that I was going to read. Anyway, we'll find some more in a moment. I want to tell you about this. A customs IT platform switch. If you export, you need to know about this. HMRC has written to businesses ahead of a move in the summer to introduce a new single UK customs platform, the Customs Declaration Service, CDS, to let them know that what they need to do to prepare for the move. HMRC is urging businesses to start preparations now, as moving to the new platform could take up to 6 months, depending on the scale and complexity of your business. If you want to find out about it, if you go to www.gov.uk/government-news-HMRC, you can find out about it. Just for those that are involved, this system it's a software platform that has been rewritten. It used to be a system called Chief.
Mm-hmm. As in C-H-I-E-F?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Chief system had been in use for donkey's years, and a few years ago they decided it needed completely radically upgrading and integrated into one whole, because there were different things you use for different bits and pieces. Mm. They started writing the software, and then of course we went into Brexit, so they had to alter the software slightly. They have eventually got it done, and now the CDS, which is Customs Declaration Service, is due to go live, and it's a single integrated customs portal for those people that are exporting goods and services.
Talking about Brexit, I was just talking about travel yesterday, and my son Shay, the youngest, is going off to a wedding in Italy. And he was saying, I'm trying to remember what he said exactly. It might have been Spain, it might have been Italy, but he said, you can go without any injections or jabs or anything like that, as long as you obviously haven't got COVID. But he said, that's from anywhere in Europe and in the EU, but if you're from the UK, there's still problems. You have to show a PCR test. But all of the Euro countries... So why did we leave? It's just such a hassle.
No, well, it's fairly obvious that, because there's no border controls on the continent, because you can't control the border. You know, you can walk. If you've ever been skiing in France or Switzerland, you can walk between two countries without even knowing you've done it.
Exactly.
So you can't impose those things, which is the issue.
But I wonder if we were still in the EU, whether it would be okay. I'm sure it would be.
Well, I don't know. You don't know what Macron would have done. I mean...
No, I don't think even Macron knows might do.
You know, I mean, who knows? Talking about borders and everything, I've got another border-related one.
Oh,
that's handy, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
The green light has been given for a new border control centre in Kent. Stuart Andrews, Levelling Up Minister, said that a special development order for the Whitecliffs HMRC border facility has now been granted. This clears the way for its development off the Roman Road behind B&Q in Whitfield.
Ugh.
So if you want to check your goods, you've got to rock up at B&Q.
While you're there, you can't really do much at B&Q if you're a lorry driver, can you?
Yeah.
Not really.
Along with a sister port health authority in Dover, the government investment is expected to top £100 million and secure more than 650 jobs in the area. That site is close by Bastion Point on Whitfield's White Cliffs Business Park, and the two centres will work in conjunction with each other. And while we're talking about Dover, do you see... the government have taken P&O Pride of Kent out of service.
Yeah, I saw that. Issues with safety?
It was safety issues.
Very clever.
And non-training on safety issues agency staff.
Yeah, because they brought in some five-year-olds to run it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the Commons meeting about that?
No, tell me.
Where the chief executive just went, yeah, no, we know what we did was illegal, but we chose to do it.
Yeah. Well... it's difficult because he was saying this morning, you know, they're trying to make him re-employ all of those poor people who've now got no jobs, and they've some of them been there for 30 years and have huge knowledge, of course, of the job.
Yep.
But they said that they couldn't, because if they did, they would go bankrupt, basically.
Yeah.
So I guess it's difficult, isn't it? Because the airlines didn't get any help from the government, did they, during COVID? I don't think they got much help, did they?
They got furlough money.
Well, they got furlough money.
P&O got furlough money as well.
Yeah.
But
I remember Richard Branson was asking for help, wasn't he, with Virgin?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, P&O has a problem in that they lost £100 million last year.
Yeah.
It is owned by a very wealthy Middle Eastern company who actually managed to blow £147 million sponsoring golf.
Yeah.
So, you know, you tell me, if you want to carry on in business, I suggest you spend your money properly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
If you want to trivialise what you're doing, then I tell you what, just close the business or let somebody else run it.
I'll tell you something interesting as well. Shay, my little one, went over to Dublin for, what was it called, St. Patrick's Day. And was frolicking out there. And he said that the duty-free now is really, really cheap. So I can't think how that works. It's so long now. But he said it was really cheap, the duty-free. And yet I thought when we were in the EU,
there was no duty-free.
So is that why? He said it was really, you know, booze was cheap, cigarettes, he doesn't smoke, but cigarettes were really cheap.
Yes, because...
So how's that worked?
Because they've reinstituted duty-free.
Okay, so when we were in the EU...
You paid duty.
Okay, that's why then. Well, that's the one good thing, you see, if you like a little bit of vodka.
Whatever.
I know you don't like vodka. Zeynep Noorani has popped up.
I'll tell you a story about vodka in a minute. I might have told you it last week, though.
Go on, then.
About Smirnoff.
Oh, yeah, pouring it down the sink.
Yeah, the American mob that poured all their Smirnoff vodka down the sink.
And it's made in Scunthorpe.
Well, no. It wasn't that. Well, the first thing was, of course, they'd already bought it. They were doing it in sympathy with the Ukraine, saying, right, we're going to get rid of vodka because it's Russian. Well, one, you've already bought it, so it doesn't hurt them.
They've got the money.
And two, Smirnoff is made by Diageo in West Acton. It has nothing to do with Russia at all.
I can't do a West Acton accent, can you?
Being from that area,
you can.
That's exactly what you're getting right at the moment.
That is you, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm from Fulham. I'm from Fulham and Hammersmith, is like half a mile away.
Yeah. I used to love the Shepherd's Bush years ago, the old Shepherd's Bush Market, which is one on
still
from
there,
isn't it? Yeah. That was, it used to be flourishing.
Shepherd's Bush Market. I used to go there every Saturday with my granddad. It's by the bridge over the Uxbridge Road.
It's a really good market.
It's still there.
Should we go?
Yeah, let's
do a live show.
Yeah. Do a live show from Shepherd's Bush Market.
Back to your roots.
Yeah.
You know, I used to live in West Kensington, Matheson Road. No, it was rough in those days.
Was it?
I was in a bedsit. There were 13 bedsits. It was so rough. I was, how old was I, 18?
Yeah.
We had cockroaches climbing up the wall. It was great fun.
I was
posh now, of course.
I used to work for a nuclear engineering company, and we our head offices were based in Knightsbridge. And I got a new flat in Fulham, and everybody went, oh, you're going to get Securicor to go home with you. Of course, now you can't buy a dog kennel in Fulham for under £1 million.
I know. You should have kept it. Yeah. Well,
I didn't own it. I was renting it.
Did you have a nice landlord?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Well, I had a terrible landlord. When I was in Clapham Junction, I think I was paying about 25. Would it be in 25 a month, or is that mad?
How much?
A long time ago.
How much?
Was it 25 a month I was paying?
What?
Or would that have been mad?
I was paying 600 quid a month in 1978.
Yeah.
Mind you, that was in South
Well,
Kent.
I bought that flat in the end for 12 grand as a sitting tenant. But my landlord was an absolute pig. So he used to come in, not knock at the door, use his key, and I would be in bed in my negligee or nightie, whatever I was wearing. On my own, usually.
Oh, blimey.
Not often on my own, actually, but I had a string of boyfriends in. That was in my...
I wonder what the point of the negligee was if you were on your own. That was all... Were you expecting the landlord? I've seen that film. It's the window cleaner. Oh, my dress fell off. Okay. Oh.
But it was like rising damp. He just used to waltz in.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible. And, of course, you know, when you're young, when you're 18, you don't say boo to the goose. That's what he was like. He did a very good impression, Business Bunker listeners there, of Rigsby. But, you know, when you're young, you get really bullied and stuff. It wouldn't happen
now. Is
that
right? Yeah. I can
imagine.
Anyway,
I bought the flat for 12 grand as a sitting tenant, and he's dead now, so that's fine. Got my own bag. I'll tell you what I did once.
Oh, no.
Because my girlfriend was staying with me. She was a bunny girl, and I was a JPS girl.
Yeah.
So she was... rasping the hard skin on her feet, right?
As you do, yeah.
As you do. And she was a bit... I'm quite tidy, but she left her foot rasper by the sink, on the left of the sink. So landlord came in with a builder and they made themselves some tea and they used it as a tea strainer. And I, because I hated him, didn't say anything. And then about 5 minutes later, when they drank their tea, I said, did you use that? He said, yeah, we use it to strain the tea. And I said, oh, only we use that to shave off the hard skin on our corns. It was, yeah, divine retribution, that. But because in those days, we had real tea leaves, see? Not your old bags like now.
I bet you did. I bet you're a witch as well. I bet you could read the tea leaves. Could you turn the cup upside down and
I
go?
I still could now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Zeenat Noorani, I was about to say, Noorani, it's quite sad, this. She says, morning, Paul, and morning, Jules Serkin. I'd like to give a get well shout out to the gang as we've all come down with a dreaded C word,
which
we won't say. So I have to say... It's everywhere at the moment. Do you remember last year we were saying we don't know anyone?
Yeah.
We don't know anyone with C. Now, everybody. But, you know, some people aren't ill with it at all. So let's hope, Zeenat, that you get well soon. I do advise a little bit of garlic in your throat or your ear. chew a raw garlic.
I'm not even going to indulge in talking about that because I'm really too angry at the moment.
About garlic?
No, about COVID and the NHS.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I know what's happened to you. That's to your mum.
Yeah. The Southeast Construction Awards 2022. This year's platinum sponsor at All Health Matters. And one of the best things you can do for your business. The businesses that will always stand out are those that have award-winning next to their name because it raises them above their competitors. Winning a business award can open doors to getting contracts, finding new supply channels, and breaking into new markets. Awards celebrate hard work and success and are great PR opportunities. It's fantastic to be recognised, so it's important to make sure that people know that your business has achieved. The Southeast Construction Awards are free to enter, and you can enter as many categories as you wish. And these are the following categories in the Southeast Construction Awards. Women in Construction, Best Construction Project, Best Architectural Design, Construction Contractor of the Year, Best Supplier, and Best Apprentice. Entering the awards is free, quick and simple, and done by going to the website constructionexpoawards.co.uk. constructionexpoawards.co.uk. And the closing date, the deadline for submissions, is Friday the 2nd of September.
Shall I read Adrian Kearney's one? Or
yeah, go for
would
it.
You
have
rather
you got
I
it?
Say, yeah, I have as it goes. So a lovely Adrian Kearney, who's often to be found with a little parrot on his shoulder.
Samson.
Yeah, Samson the parrot. And he says he's always wanted to work with animals. He has such a way with them that he has been referred to as the dog whisperer. He can come and talk to my Darcy anytime he wants. Because he makes friends with all the animals. He's a bit like Dr. Doolittle, really, I call
him. He is, really, isn't he?
He makes friends with all the animals very quickly, and he's been a dog trainer for more than 35 years and a long time wanting to spend his working life with animals. That dream was fulfilled 10 years ago when he set up his company, AK Pet Service, which transports pets and their owners to and from vets, groomers, holiday destinations, kennels and catteries. Since then, he has helped over 6,000 clients and their owners and has attended countless accidents, rescued many animals and brought them back to life, and delivered numerous litters of puppies. So he's a bit like Call the Midwife as well, really.
Absolutely,
isn't he?
Yeah.
So he has many endorsements.
No goats, though.
Not yet. He has many endorsements from happy customers, particularly those who are housebound. And this week sees the launch of his new website. I'm going to read that out at the end, and you can write it down in case. There are numerous helpful articles, videos, photographs and directories, a full description of Adrian's van, equipment, including cameras, which monitor each animal he's transporting. This is high tech, isn't it?
It is.
Promoting his pet ambulance service. And the website can be easily navigated, and it's been put together by Stuart Kenny through his company Liquid Computing. And it truly describes a dream fulfilled. And you can find Adrian Kearney and his service on www.akpetservice. Just seeing there's no double S there. akpetservice.co.uk. So that's fabulous. We're really pleased about that.
Absolutely. I was looking at the website last night and they've done a fantastic job on it. There's tons and tons and tons of really useful information about all kinds of things pet related. Just check out the website, not just for transport things, but for all things pet related.
I might have to have a look at that because I'm picking up a puppy at the weekend.
Oh, what, are you? What are you getting, Emily?
What are you getting?
French bulldog.
Ooh.
Blimey.
Yeah. Calling him Chester.
Are you going to call it Peppy?
Girl or boy?
Boy.
Right. So you'll be bilingual then?
Yeah. Chester. Yeah.
Chester?
Yeah.
Not very French.
Chester.
His name's going
to be Chester.
So Chester. Chester.
Le Chester.
Le Chester.
Okay.
Oui, mais oui. Yeah. Paul is, of course, fluent in French.
You might have to help me. Talk to the puppy.
Right. The Rise Up Festival, presented by Rock Sobar, is taking place on Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th. Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of May at Headcorn Airdrome. The Rise Up Festival, presented by Rock Sobar, will be the first and largest of its kind in the UK, offering music lovers a truly unique and memorable experience. Headlining is Supergrass and Queen Symphonic, plus iconic Place Your Hands band Reef, Peter Hook and the Light, Glenn Matlock, Sex Pistol, and the Primitives, with more bands set to be announced. Three stages will host a variety of artists with headliners each day. Other bands performing are Coco and the Butterfields, Milky, Viridian, and Old Time Sailors, and many more, plus special guests and celebrities yet to be announced. The founders of Rock Sobar are two brothers, Lee and Sean Fennings, both of whom are recovering alcoholics who have an inspiring story of recovery to tell and want to support those who struggle with addiction through their lifestyle and alcohol-free drinks band. So you see, that's why it's called Rock Sober. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale from the end of February, so they're on sale now, and you can buy them through the website, which is theriseupfestival.com. You'll be able to camp at the airfield as well. So the event takes place at Headcorn Airdrome, which is Shenley Road, Headcorn, TN27 9HX. That's the weekend of the 27th, 28th and 29th of May.
And Zenut says, garlic, love it, Jewel Circuit. I'll never find a boyfriend at that rate. I'm sure she's got a cue. As long as you feed them garlic as well, it's fine, isn't it, if you both eat garlic?
Does she not like Frenchmen then?
Mais oui, I don't know. And Martin Reeves has sent a lovely gif or a gif. Or a GIF, I call it.
You see the guy that invented GIFs?
Boo Boo. No.
He passed away last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Jeff.
How old?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Jeff the GIF.
Jeff the GIF.
Well, he sent a lovely GIF or a GIF of Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Did he?
Yeah. Clever that.
I did mention this last week, and it's my last week of mentioning it because it's creeping up on us very quickly. There's a quiz night. And it's taking place this Thursday, the 31st of March, at 7:30 to 10:30 at the Pairs Building, Kent and Medway Medical School, on the University of Kent at Canterbury. It's a charity quiz night sponsored by SARD JV, and they're raising funds for the Kent and Medway Medical School. The evening is hosted by comedian Angela Barnes. Now, Angela, you may know from Mock the Week. And Live at the Apollo, House of Games champion, and a few other things. Well, Angela's hosting the evening. It's teams of 10, and it's £100 a table. There's light refreshments included, and there's a whole heap of prizes, yeah? The raffle prizes alone are awesome and equate to thousands of pounds worth of gear.
What are they?
The lead prize is a stay in the Nightingale Suite and dinner at the soon-to-be-opened White Horse in Boughton-under-Bleen.
Lovely.
That alone is worth 500 quid. Mm. There's loads more individual prizes to be won. So if you want a table, there's only a couple of tables left, so you've got to get in quickly. And let me see if I can find out where to book this from. Here we go. eventbrite.co.uk/charity-quiz/sponsored-by-SARD-JV. That's S-A-R-D-J-V.
Well done. That sounds really good. Well, I thought you were saying the prize was a stay in the Nightingale Hospital for a minute. And I was a bit worried. There's a final reminder. Book now for Marsh Network Online, which is this Wednesday, mañana. It is at 10:30 a.m. It's the 30th of March. You can book now by going to marshnetwork.co.uk. And their speaker is Nick Casson from Diamond Accounting, who will update us on the Chancellor's statement this week and what it means for business. You can join organisations that are mixed from Kent and Sussex and beyond. It's a relaxed style of professional networking, they say. And you can contact the organiser, who is Terry Botfield. You can find him on the Twitter, TDBotty, B-O-T-T-Y. And you can get him on terry@botfield.net. And that's mañana at 10:30 a.m, Wednesday, 30th of March. Don't forget on the 31st, everyone, to take a picture of your utilities. What's the name?
Your meter readings.
Your meter. Take a photo so that your providers don't rip you off by backdating. Mm-hmm. Very important. Get a little picture.
I've really done them. I've turned all my eating up full blast.
Why? Tell me. How does that work?
It doesn't. It was a joke.
Oh.
Well, so before the prices go up.
Oh, okay. Just to trap it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Close all the windows. I thought you were on to some, you know, great thing there. Well, because I was reading in my mum's Daily Mail. I don't buy it, but I do read
it. You read it every week.
I know, I read it. I'm fascinated.
You go, Mum, you haven't bought the Daily Mail this week. And she goes, I don't like it. It's rubbish. Yeah. And you go, yeah, well, you need to buy it because I want to read it.
My new husband, who's a very good journalist, ex-Bloomberg and all that, says to me, if I start ranting, he goes, you've been reading your mum's Daily Mail, haven't you?
Right.
you can always tell. But I was reading on there that, you know, on the letters page, somebody was saying that their standing charge had gone up, like doubled.
Yeah.
And he said, so even if I don't use, if I cut down all my stuff, I'm still paying more.
I told you about mine, didn't
I? Yeah, tell me again.
I got a letter last week.
I don't open my letters. That's
my combined gas and electricity bill is going up by £3,000. Going up, not to up, right? They did offer me a fixed 12-month guaranteed contract. Yeah, they said if I wanted to save from it going up even further, if I took out a 12-month contract at a fixed rate, they would ensure that it doesn't go up any higher. Guess how much they wanted for 12 months gas and electricity?
What were you before, roughly?
I was paying £500 a month.
So, has it doubled?
Yep, 12 grand. They Disgusting. Wanted 12 grand for a year.
Disgusting. There's only three of you in there as well.
I know.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah, I'm very worried about elderly living on their own.
Yeah.
I think it's awful. And their pensions don't go up. They don't keep in line.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you think of the old budget then?
It was rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing. That 5p hasn't come in.
They think we're stupid.
Yeah.
They give you some of your own money back and then take even more somewhere else. I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, I was reading they've done that in the pensions. I need to look into it.
It's like they offered £100 one-off energy payment because of this thing going up.
Yeah.
I get a letter from the council. Your council bill has gone up 5%, yeah, to £2,700.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a one-off fuel duty payment of £100 for all houses in band D and below. Mm. You're in band D, so you're not getting it.
Yeah, so tough. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Get out of
it. It's very, very difficult because, I mean, you know, you could downsize, but then stamp duty and everything else. It's just crazy. Mad. My neighbour's got quite a big house next door and they're very elderly and they looked at selling it and buying a flat in Whitstable and the
it's not worth
apartments
it.
Were so much money and by the time you've paid it. Everything it's mad yeah. and yeah. removals and
yeah
so they're rattling around in a big house.
Somebody posted yesterday on one of the social media platforms, they just said, just all you people that keep demanding that they put taxes up on everybody, do you realize how much you're being taxed? He said, I'm self-employed. If I send up, he did a complete breakdown of this. He said, if I bill you £100, yeah, and he broke it all down stage by stage. Out of that, 25% of that is VAT and da 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 da. And it worked out that £100 bill that he sent you, 70% of it went to the government.
Yeah.
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 It's and they're bonkers.
All, that's the thing, isn't it? It's just, they're all lording about their little limousines and their, you know, houses here and houses there. And it has become a bit. Bit balmy, really. I think.
Yeah,
the whole
but
thing.
Then and then you
people
get,
are feeling a bit
then you,
angry.
Then you get all mad people like Biden and all of his mate and the people here are all starting going, oh, well, we need a wealth tax. But the problem is people don't understand the difference between assets and income.
Yeah.
A billionaire doesn't earn £1 billion a year.
Right.
They've got £1 billion worth of assets, yeah. i.e. like you own Amazon.
Yeah.
If you want to charge them 10% of Amazon, they've got to sell Amazon to pay you, which is not a very good return for the government because they actually make more out of Amazon being there than they do. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
It drives you bonkers.
I feel a rant coming on.
No, I've done it. Right, I've got a tweet from the lovely Tabitha Beasley.
Oh, what's she saying?
She says, 7 years ago today, the marketing assistant started. 7 years later, and it looks like this. 58 clients, 9 speaking opportunities, 6 radio interviews, 3 children, 2 business awards, and 1 global pandemic. It's not always easy, it's not always fun, but TMA is stronger, better, and ready. And they do a fantastic job, the marketing assistant. You can follow Tabitha on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Tabitha is TMA. Tabitha is TMA, the marketing assistant. And congratulations, Tabitha.
How many years?
7.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And the Booker Wyatts, they're taking the hassle out of your accounts and the bookkeeping, and they're providing you with more time to focus on other important aspects of your business. You can find them on Booker Wyatt, WYAWT.co.uk, and they said they're looking forward to listening on catch up.
Cool.
Because they're busy doing accounts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to, I've got loads more tweets, so I'm trying to, anyway, we'll do that in a minute.
Yeah, we've got the news coming up.
We've got the news coming up. We're going to join the newsroom shortly. But the street soccer guys, Keith and the team at Street Soccer, a charity helping young homeless people. They're going to be running Easter holiday camps, and they're looking for sports activity coordinators to help them during the Easter break. And they can pay £50 to £65 a day for volunteers to go and help. And it's a part-time contract, obviously. The Street Soccer Foundation is a national award-winning sport for change charity based in Maidstone, but operates across the county as well as nationally. And they typically use football as a catalyst to help engage, educate and upskill and inspire young people in communities. Under the Street Soccer Stars Children's Services provision, we are now immediately recruiting for several passionate and enthusiastic sports activity coordinators to join our team to help us deliver our free-to-attend Easter holiday camps in multiple areas across Kent. The Easter holiday camp is delivered in conjunction with the government's holiday activities and food programme, which provides healthy food and enriching activities to disadvantaged children. The camps will run throughout the weeks of Tuesday the 5th to Friday the 8th of April and Monday the 11th to Thursday the 14th of April, supporting children between the ages of 5 to 15. And the camps will take place in Maidstone, Dartford, Ebbsfleet, Sheppey, Sittingbourne, Raynham, Hempstead and Sheerness. If you'd like to find out more about that work, if you go to jobsinkent.com and click on the general tab, you will find the advert for the jobs there.
and ambitious plans have been drawn up to transform part of the historic citadel in Dover. Developers want to rejuvenate several of the casemates within the fort so that small businesses such as cafes could move in. A courtyard with seating would also be created, while windows, heating and new lighting would be added to the buildings. How are they going to afford heating and lighting then?
I don't know.
They have to get a little turbine.
Yeah, exactly.
What is a casemate?
I think they meant casement. Class. Anyway,
all right.
We need to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Yeah, let's
we can talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Here we go.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Transport.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.